Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now tonight I want to speak to you a little bit about intimidation and overcoming that spirit. You know, it's so important that we don't get cowed, we don't get intimidated, we don't pull back, but your faith is big. Hallelujah. God delights in people with Texan faith. Hallelujah. Big faith from a big God to do big things. Hallelujah. And the enemy uses a strategy of intimidation to many times cower you. And tonight I'm believing God by this message that you'll be activated, that your faith will be strengthened to once again say, with my God, all things shall be possible. Not settle for where you are. Don't settle where you are. Hallelujah. Believe God. For in the end, the Bible says, the vision shall speak and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Now, intimidation. The enemy uses intimidation. And the objective of intimidation is to restrain you from action. Those who intimidate want to stop you from taking action. Wants to restrain you. Intimidation is put there to hedge you in. To stop you in your tracks, to coerce or force you into submission. But in the name of Jesus, in this church, we will not submit to the spirit of intimidation. Because God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And I want to say tonight, no matter what the intimidation, with God, all things still are possible. Hallelujah. He's a miracle working God. Intimidation always comes to try to overwhelm you with a sense of inferiority, with a sense of fear. Intimidation overwhelms you and isolates you many times and make you think that you don't matter. Your situation doesn't matter. But God says, I'm tied to you. I'm married to you. I'm committed to you. And it matters to me that my word that I put in you comes to pass. Hallelujah. We sometimes, by intimidation, we measure the miracle and the size of the miracle by our worth. And when the enemy tells you it's not worth it, you're not worth it, God can get along without you. Listen, once you've received the word of God, it's the incorruptible word that will not pass away. It's the kind of word that God says, I will watch over that word. Hallelujah. He watches over the word to perform it. Once you've received the spirit of faith, the spirit of God is working with you and God is saying, I'm in this thing. It matters to me. And I'm saying that to you tonight. Don't be intimidated. Don't think that your miracle doesn't matter. That your blessing doesn't matter. Your call doesn't matter. You're just a number. You're not a number. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God put you on earth with a purpose, hallelujah. And he is determined that you will show forth his glory. Amen. Somebody lift your hand and say, God has called me to show forth his glory. And that's why many times God puts us amongst people that are full of unbelief. Puts us amongst people and in situations that it looks like nothing can ever happen. Why? Because he wants to raise up a Shadrach, a Meshach, and an Abednego in the middle of a fire to declare that God is able. Somebody say amen. Intimidation wants to bring you into submission. And once you start submitting, you start retreating from your testimony. You start retreating from your faith declaration. You start retreating from your dream because intimidation wants you to lower your expectations. But I want you to know God says, expect big things from me. Don't lower your expectations, increase your expectations. Hallelujah. He's bigger than what you expect. He's greater than what you expect. He's mightier than what you expect. Hallelujah. How many believers do I have here tonight that's been saved a few years that can say God has done more for me than I ever expected I'll get out of life? I say amen, that's me. Hallelujah. And God's saying to you tonight, don't be intimidated. Don't cower back. Don't knowingly or unknowingly start serving your intimidator. Amen. Set yourself, say, with God, all things shall be possible. Hallelujah. When a person has submitted to intimidation, they are no longer free to fulfill the will of God for their lives. They've been taken captive. You know they've been taken captive because they cannot speak the word of faith anymore. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every assignment. I break every captivity. I break every spirit of intimidation over you. And I free your confession of faith. Hallelujah. Your expectation in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants you to be submitted. He wants you to be bound. He wants you to get to a place where you're subject to the intimidator and you're captive and you start living a life that you never wanted in the first place. Amen. When a person's taken captive, they live in a place against their will. Amen. When a person's been intimidated and taken captive, that person starts living a life of disappointment. And now his testimony is disappointment. And a person has been taken captive, often the best days of their lives are behind them. Because they got no more future to speak about. But I want you to know God says you've got a bright future. Hallelujah. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of a future and to give you a hope. Hallelujah. You come and pray to me and I'll answer you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody lift your hands. I'll serve a miracle working prayer answering God. Hallelujah. Faith honoring God. I will not be intimidated. Amen. So once you reach that place, the gift of God, his spiritual ability in you starts lying dormant, is pushed down. Because many times you reach that point where you don't want to be disappointed again. So you rather say nothing. No, expect from a miracle working God. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to say to you, one moment of the anointing of God can change your life forever. Amen. I remember a person came to see me. His name was Martin. And he ran a big security company. And he came to see me. And he was weeping. You know, saying, Pastor Johnny, I've just lost my business. I just lost everything. I brought a partner in. The partner worked underhandedly. And they've just contacted me and said to me, I've lost all my contracts, all my workers. It's all gone. And he sat there weeping. And as he sat there weeping, the Spirit of the Lord moved on me. And I said to my brother, God's saying to you, a phone call can change your life. You don't need a million people. One phone call can change your life. Hallelujah. One moment can change your life. Sitting in court with nobody to fight for you, and in walks a man. Hallelujah. You don't know where from. Hallelujah. In a moment. The disciples are sitting in the upper room. They're all fearful. The Romans have won. The Jews have won. They're intimidated. They don't know what they're going to do. And in walks the miracle through the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God starts moving on you, let me tell you, he is supernaturally, divinely able to do exceedingly above. He's a miracle working God. Amen. So we don't allow ourselves to get there. Why? Because the enemy wants to bring adversity. He wants to wear you down. Don't be worn down. Refresh yourself in the Lord. Somebody say, amen. How does he do it? Through intimidation, through fear, through telling you it won't be done for you, through recounting all all your problems that you have. When the enemy tells you about your problems, tell him about your miracles. Hallelujah. My wife and we often have sessions like that because we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We sit together and say, had it not been for the Lord, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. One day I was busy telling miracles and telling each other and building ourselves up in our faith. And the enemy came to me and said, listen, that's an old miracle. You need a new one. And I was kind of intimidated for a moment. I said, oh, well, then maybe that's true. And then the Lord reminded me, we still preach about the woman that touched the hinge of his garment. That's 2,000 years old. Hallelujah. My miracles, no matter when they happen, are valid today because they speak about the power and the presence, the anointing of God for my life. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is committed to his promise. Hallelujah. His promise, he said, my word is above my name. Amen. And he watches over his word to perform it. In fact, he's given his angels charge over that word. Hallelujah, for your life. And as long as you believe, with God all things shall be possible. Amen. Amen. Start speaking your faith again. Start declaring your vision again. Write that vision down. Hallelujah. Have it in front of you. Write it down as God gives it to you, so that when you go and read it again, you get inspired again by that thing. Hallelujah. Don't be intimidated. He will attack us by thoughts, imaginations, visions. Give you visions of loss. Imaginations of things that's going to go wrong. And many times he will show you how things go wrong for others. I'm not others. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm not others. 1,000 may fall my right and 10,000 on my left. Nothing shall come near me. Hallelujah. Only with my eyes will I behold the destruction of the wicked. But the Lord is my strength and my shield. He's my strong tower. Hallelujah. Amen. Doesn't matter how many other people it happened to. I'll never forget the day. I was new in the ministry and a person in the church that I looked up to very respectfully, he was a wonderful man of God, but something terrible happened to him. And the enemy said to me, see, you think I can't do it to you? And I got a little bit worried. I said, well, if the enemy can get through a mighty man of God like that, what about me? And then as I went to the Lord, I said, Lord, now I don't know what to think anymore. The Lord said, has my promise changed? I said, no. Amen. And the Lord said to me, you have not walked in his shoes. You don't know what I've been telling him to do that he's not done, or warning him to do that he didn't do. Hallelujah. You don't know that. You walk before me. Can I say that to you tonight? You walk before God. Hallelujah. Nobody else has to account for my life. Only me. When I get before the Lord one day, I won't be able to say, Lord, so-and-so did that and so-and-so did that. Jesus said, even to Pilate, you got no authority over me unless God's given it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what the wonderful thing is? If people don't want to bless you, that should bless you, God will raise others up to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I've learned that a long time ago. There's things sometimes God tells me to do, and I've had times where I didn't do it, and then somebody else does it, then I feel very sorry. Amen. Amen. Miss out on a blessing. So don't be intimidated. The enemy wants to intimidate you. Everybody say, I bind the spirit of intimidation. I bind the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Why? Because it has one objective, to control you and to limit you. But the anointing of God is limitless. The anointing of God cannot be controlled. When the enemy came against Jesus after he opened the book of Isaiah and read that scripture, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news, hallelujah, to open the blind eyes, to set the captives free, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He declared his ministry. Suddenly the enemy raises a whole bunch of people, a crowd that says, we're going to throw you off the cliff. But he would not submit. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I won't submit. The Bible says he turns by faith. He just walks through the whole crowd. Nobody could touch him. Hallelujah. because the anointing of God's on your life. You have a purpose to fulfill. And as long as you tie to your purpose, nothing can stop you. Can I say that sentence again? As long as you are tied to your purpose, nothing can stop you. Hallelujah. The most dangerous place to be is outside of your purpose. Amen. Come on, just lift your hand and say, God, tie me to my purpose. Hallelujah. Help me fulfill my call, fulfill my will, fulfill your will for my life. I was just reminded now, you know, Pat and I went to Cape Town. Went down to Cape Town, and we're on the plane, and we're coming back towards Durban, and there's terrible turbulence, and the plane is bouncing around and, you know, doing all kinds of strange things. And there's a woman sitting next to Pat, and she is terrified. And Pat said to me, John, I'm not terrified at all. Look at this girl. And she lays her hand on her and said, girl, I'm here. Don't worry. Nothing will happen to you. Amen. Hallelujah. When things get tough, get around the right people. Amen. You're the right one. Hallelujah. So God does that for us. And I want to say to you tonight that the enemy doesn't have enough power to stop you. Amen. Nothing's got the power to stop what God wants to do for your life. So how do I encourage myself? How do I build myself up? The Bible says when David came back and Ziklag had been destroyed, and his wives taken captive, his children carried off, and his very own army generals wanted to stone him. The Bible says David separated himself and encouraged himself in the Lord. If you're here tonight, you've been intimidated. The best thing you did is get here tonight. Hallelujah. Don't ever be separated from the gathering of the righteous. Amen. Because Pastor Fred had this saying, and I love the saying. It says, the banana that leaves the bunch gets peeled. The first thing the enemy tries to do is separate you from the fellowship of the saints. Amen. I can't tell you how many times I've been discouraged, but I picked myself up by the ear, and I dragged Johnny to church. Hallelujah. You obviously need it, boy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make it a practice never to miss the gathering of the saints. Can I say it again? Make it a practice never to miss the gathering of the saints. Hallelujah. Because that's where you get strengthened. So how do you do that? Well, I encourage myself in the Lord. I make sure I have my daily bread. Jesus said, give me this day my daily bread. Spend time in the Word daily. Read it daily. Amen. If you don't have a daily reading, open your Bible in the New Testament, start reading the words of Jesus daily. Amen. Read it daily. Read it out to yourself. It's living bread. Daily food. The Bible says, desire the sincere milk of the word. That's how you build yourself up. Number two, there's seven things. Number two, fresh air. You need fresh air. The word, the Spirit of God is the oxygen for the soul. Hallelujah. Under that anointing, that fresh air, pray often. Spend time in the fellowship with God. Number three, regular exercise. Put into practice what you read. Do it. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Practice what you're reading. Do. Every time you read the word, says, there's something here I can do. I'm going to do this thing. Hallelujah. That's how you build your house on a solid rock. Amen. Number four, adequate rest. Learn to rest in the promise of God. Simple faith takes God at his word and stops stressing. Amen. Some people think they're in faith, but they're not. They're in distress. Oh, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says. Brother, relax. Amen. If it says so, then it says so. Amen. Learn to rest. There are times when you speak your faith and then you keep your peace. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we have to learn not to argue with the devil. Hello? You speak and then I say something and the enemy comes, oh, yeah, you know, is it real? So sad. What I've said, I've said. Amen. Like Pontius, what I've written, finish. Speak to the hand. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't allow yourself to be moved. Amen. Number five, clean surroundings. Avoid things that contaminate you. Have clean surroundings. Avoid things that weaken you spiritually. Hallelujah. I often tell Pat, don't read those Facebook pages, man. They're fake news. Amen. One day I walk into the room, Pat's weeping. I said, why are you weeping, Pat? We just had a wonderful day. You're weeping. Oh, look at what I said, shut up that thing, man. Amen. Listen, there's enough trouble going around for you to get all stressed because of something that happened in Canada. Give me a break. Amen. You know, I'm firmly convinced we are surrounded by too much bad news. Amen. You know, it's one person I know, never flies an airplane. Why? Because they watch aircraft disasters. Amen. They watch it. They do not miss an episode. And then they wonder why they don't want to get in a plane. Amen. Okay, clean surroundings. Number six, loving care. Be part of the church life. Be part of a home cell. Be part of the fellowship. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Amen. Because if you're going to allow yourself to be in the company of the ungodly, the Bible says that ungodly friendships ruin good character. Amen. Check what's going on around you. I'm not saying don't reach out to them. We reach out to them. I look for unbelievers. Amen. But when I'm amongst them, I'm in ministry mode. I'm not in fellowship mode. Hallelujah. Amen. You know the difference, no? Hallelujah. And number seven, I'm going to close with that. Periodic checkups. That's how you keep your health. Investigate yourself and see whether you be in the faith. Check yourself. Check your words. Check your actions. Check what's going on around you. Examine your spiritual health. Hallelujah. When you do these things, you'll be strengthened. Hallelujah. You'll grow. You'll become a strong tower. Hallelujah. Where others will draw near to you. Amen. Everybody lift your hand and say, thank you, Heavenly Father. You've not given me a spirit of fear or intimidation, but your hand is on me. Your purpose is set for my life. And you are the miraculous, supernatural, miracle-working God. And with you, all things shall be possible. Thank you for my dream. Thank you for my vision. Thank you for my call. And tonight, by faith, I declare all things are possible. Thank you, Father, tonight for miraculous interventions, the move of your Holy Spirit, supernatural anointings that rest on every life. We thank you that this week, Father, we'll experience breakthrough upon breakthrough. Nothing shall be delayed, but all things shall come to pass. Your spirit and your hand rests on your saints. We command the blessing and we thank you for the breakthrough in Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I love you. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And I think your spouse, your mother loves you at least also. Amen. Now I've got one more thing to say before we go. Sunday was great, but Monday is better. God bless you. Love you. High five, five or six people. Tell them Monday is better. God bless you as you go tonight.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.